Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. If you take a botany class, you learn that the leaves or stems of certain plants have aromatic compounds. My mother had a Florida anise, Alyssum parvifolium, growing in the yard, and she would always crush a leaf when we walked by it and let us inhale that wonderful fresh licorice fragrance. Another tree whose leaves and stems have a distinctive but not so pleasant smell is our native deciduous black cherry, Prunus serotina. The stems and leaves and fruit pits of this native tree are filled with cyanide-related compounds. And if you break a stem and sniff, you will get a nose full of that bitter almond essence. Interestingly, deer can eat the fresh leaves to their heart's content, but the toxic compounds become accessible when the leaves wilt, and broken limbs which have fallen into horse or cattle pasture have caused animal deaths. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.